Hey, sustaining members, we're excited to have a new question for you. This one begins, "Hi, Lizzie and Dan, your wonderful podcast guided me through my recent wedding and encourages me to be more thoughtful in my relationships each day. Now I have a career question. After job interviews, I always send handwritten thank you notes to the interviewer, but I've recently been second-guessing this practice in some circumstances. For example, after an interview conducted via Skype, I immediately emailed the interviewer the requested list of references along with a quick thank you for her time. I then sent a handwritten thank you note. Was this too much? What are the general rules on interview etiquette? Thank you note versus thank you email, etc.? Thank you for considering these questions and for the variety, kindness, and fun you bring to the podcast each week. Zoe."
Zoe, thank you for the question.
It's a great one. Classic.
It is a classic question, and there are some general guidelines for how you manage interviews. In fact, we have a 7-point tip list that you will find on our website, and the 7th tip on that tip list is send a handwritten thank you note. Do a follow-up, and the way that you can make the biggest impact is that handwritten note. Not only is it generally accepted? I think it's a really good idea. I think it's a great way to add emphasis to that message of thanks. If someone's taken the time to interview you in person, and a video conference is a version of an in-person interview.
Yeah.
And I also appreciate your thinking about, does that change the expectation a little bit? Does it start to become too much? You definitely want to think about any organization that you're applying for, and you want to respect and try to fit in and participate in whatever that organizational culture is. Oftentimes we say thank them twice, warmly on the way out the door, in person. Part of that parting handshake is you look someone in the eye, thank them for taking the time, thank them for meeting with you, for introducing the business, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. An email, like your follow-up email to the Skype meeting, is to me the version of that thank you handshake. It's that quick follow-up,
yes,
that one that touches them quickly, yeah, in a way that shows that appreciation and closes the meeting in a certain way. I think that following up with that handwritten note that's going to arrive a couple days later is just another way to reach them again. I will mention that I find it personal, not perfunctory. There are occasions I've heard from a very few people who manage interview processes that weren't fans of the thank you note. I'm almost hesitant to message it, but I have heard this. And the complaint that I hear is that that note feels mechanical, that it doesn't feel like
You have to personalize it a little. Reference something from the interview that you were grateful for or interested in. Something rather than – don't follow exactly our 3-5 sentence formula. Like, you got to get a little bit personal with it.
The point that they respond to isn't that the message arrived.
It's
that
it's not checkbox.
It didn't feel like more than checking a box to them.
Yeah.
And make an effort. Personalize that note. Include an original thought. Mention something that came up in the interview.
Yeah.
Make some effort to connect to the experience you shared with that person. That will help you avoid that potential, very small chance that it will feel perfunctory or like you're just doing this as a rote process.
Yeah, I'm in total agreement. I think it might have been a little strange if you sent the references with absolutely no message of thanks to the interviewer. I think you want that thanks in that email interview. I do the thing often where I'll add at the bottom of it, note in the mail to follow or something like that, just so that they know it's coming and this isn't like a placeholder thank you. I might consider, if the job was one I knew they were hiring very quickly for, I might consider actually saying thank you so much for the interview just very cleanly and simply in the email with the references. But then knowing if it's really fast, I might send a follow-up email that has the real note of thanks in it. That's really, it separates the two out so that the thanks doesn't become an afterthought. And it would not be horrible for that thank you note to arrive even a few days after they've selected someone. I mean, you want it to impact and support you as a candidate, but even if, let's say, you didn't get picked and it arrived afterwards, it shows your integrity, it shows your commitment, it shows your level of professionalism. I just think it's a really nice thing, even if it doesn't end up working to get you the job.
I think that is a great spirit to keep in mind. It's not just about getting this job. It's about thanking them for taking the time to interview you.
Exactly.
And that's really the purpose,
yes,
of the thank you note. Keeping that in mind will keep that feeling connected to the note. Because I said I've heard from people that they don't like it, I also have to say I have heard from many, many, many more people what an impact a handwritten thank you note has had in a positive way. I do this all the time, and I am amazed at how each year I get fewer and fewer handwritten thank you notes. Oh, I got handwritten thank you notes from someone who's sitting in this room who's now in the position because of that note. The stories are numbered, yep, and they're hard to count. So definitely, it's best practice. Keep it up. Good luck with the interview process.